What unnerved me more than all the rest was her sunglasses. I could not see her eyes, but as I remembered the inhuman green irises from the poster, her dark lenses seemed to develop the force of a searchlight. I had the impression that from behind them she was looking through my skin and into my very soul. "Very well," she said tartly, and her smile was for herself more than for me. "To business. Your letter gives me to understand that you have reservations about the commission I am offering you."
"Well, yes, that is..."
The voice ran on as if it had not registered the interruption. "I could suggest increasing the monthly stipend and the final fee." I licked my lips, sought the right words. Before I could speak, Miss Winter's dark shades had bobbed up and down, taking in my flat brown bangs, my straight skirt and navy cardigan. She smiled a small, pitying smile, and overrode my intention to speak.
"But pecuniary interest is clearly not in your nature. How quaint. I have written about people who don't care for money, but I never expected to meet one."
She leaned back against the cushions.
"Therefore, I conclude that the difficulty concerns integrity. People whose lives are not balanced by a healthy love of money suffer from an appalling obsession with personal integrity."
She waved a hand, dismissing my words before they were out of my mouth.
"You are afraid of undertaking an authorized biography in case your independence is compromised. You suspect that I want to exert control over the content of the finished book. You know that I've resisted biographers in the past and are wondering what my agenda is in changing my mind now. Above all," that dark gaze of her sunglasses again, "you are afraid I mean to lie to you."
I opened my mouth to protest, but found nothing to say. She was right.
"You see, you don't know what to say, do you? Are you embarrassed to accuse me of wanting to lie to you? People don't like to accuse each other of lying. And for heaven's sake, sit down."
I sat down. "I don't accuse you of anything," I began mildly. But immediately she interrupted me.
"Don't be so polite. If there's one thing I can't abide, it's politeness. Now there's a poor man's virtue, if ever there was one. One needs no particular talent to be polite. On the contrary, being nice is what's left when you've failed at everything else."
Her voice flowed relentlessly on, and eventually she drew her lecture to a close.
"Politeness is a virtue I neither possess nor esteem in others. We need not concern ourselves with it."
And with the air of having had the final word on the subject, she stopped. "You raise the topic of lying," I said. "That is something we might concern ourselves with."
"In what respect?"
Through the dark lenses, I could just see the movements of Miss Winter's lashes. They crouched and quivered around the eye, like the long legs of a spider around its body. "You have given 19 different versions of your life story to journalists in the last 2 years alone. That's just the ones I found on a quick search. There are many more, hundreds probably." She shrugged.
"It's my profession. I'm a storyteller."
"I am a biographer. I work with facts." She tossed her head and her stiff curls moved as one.
"How horribly dull. I could never have been a biographer. Don't you think one can tell the truth much better with a story?
Not in the stories you have told the world so far.